was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I've been having many a conversation with old friends who are tuning in. Some people for the first time, so you're going to have to bear with me just a little bit. I tried to explain to them that cultural Marxism, communism, or communitarianism is rising fast in the United States. They seem to think that communism is a thing of the past. I've even had people very, very close to me who I worked with for many years now wanting me deeply to get in touch with the Russian embassy because they felt that Putin was a better leader than the leaders we have here. You know, the funny thing about this is, and it's not really funny, is that these folks, the best and the most brightest and intelligent thing they ever did was make us all believe that they didn't exist anymore and they were but a figment of our imaginations. In fact, Joseph McCarthy, who illustrated that communism was infested into our government. Well, some have opinions about McCarthy. I know he was right, but there were many things that he didn't talk about, many things that he didn't say. He didn't get to the root of the problem of how communism ensconced itself in this nation through the implementation of radical legislation, reconstruction. But he was right. We were infested. The only problem is he couldn't see those in his own party, the Trotskyites that were rising. Wonder why he didn't mention them. Kind of those things that make you go, hmm. I don't know. But I tell you, they are here. They do exist. Most of them don't even know that they're communists. They hold an ideology. They bring about this ideology, many of them not really fully understanding. Those who seek permission from government for things that are our natural inalienable rights, whether or not they want to believe it, whether or not they look at themselves as being so-called law-abiding or not, they are playing into the system of control. These people want us dead. There is no mistake about it. They would not lose a minute's sleep at night if they threw us all in internment camps. Our first clip tonight will illustrate that. Please roll clip one.
The FBI said the Weather Underground organization, which took credit for the bombing, is the same radical group which was responsible for the bombing of the U.S. Capitol in 1971 and the Pentagon in 1972.
This headline from the 1970 says it all. Four bombs at Murtaugh home. Notorious terror group, the Weather Underground, claiming responsibility for an attack on the family of a New York State Supreme Court justice. The bombing was led by radical Bill Ayers, the same guy, screen right, who eventually formed a relationship of some sort with Democrat presidential nominee Barack Obama.
While my parents, my brother, sister, and I were asleep in our house, the Weather Underground launched an attack on our family home, set off at least three, possibly four bombs, one of them under the gas tank of the family car.
Car bomb.
Looking to kill us. The New York cell of the Weather Underground that launched the attack on my family. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks later, at Bill Ayers' direction, they were assembling bombs in Greenwich Village right. in order to attack the officers' club at Fort Dix, New Jersey, whose organization cost the lives mm-hmm. of at least three, if not more, police officers. Bill Ayers' wife, Bernadine Dorn, also one of the original leaders of the Weather Underground, and the woman who took credit for the bombing at our home and in other New York targets. Bernadine Dorn was an attorney by training. She couldn't get admitted to bar because of her crimes. Mm-hmm. Bill Ayers' family got her a job at a large Chicago law firm, Sidley and Austin, in the 1980s. She was a contemporary at that law firm in the 80s with Michelle Obama.
With Michelle Obama! How interesting, huh, folks?
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. Where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
Dead serious. Where are they now?
Death in my life, and I have more flexibility.
Where are they now? They are literally all over the United States in American universities, and parents are going into debt paying for their children to be indoctrinated by these people. Bill Ayers was one of these people. This man plotted and orchestrated bombings. Yet a bunch of patriots stand in Oregon and don't hurt a fly. And they're all being buried. I want everyone to really, really internalize that for a moment. I want you to really think about that for a moment. And you tell me who's winning this war. Obama is just one of them. And of course, behind puppets are puppet masters like George Soros, a Zionist puppet master, twisted, deviant, maniacal scumbag. While Black Lives Matter is a Marxist movement rising, this man has pumped millions into and even lets them stay in his mansion. Mansion, mind you. What a good communist. Please roll clip two. George Soros.
George Soros. He has ties to over 30 major news organizations and donates large amounts of money to progress the New World Order. Just so you can see for yourself what kind of man he is, here are some of his quotes. It is sort of a disease when you consider yourself some kind of God, the creator of everything, but I feel comfortable about it now since I began to live it out. I admit that I have always harbored an exaggerated view of my self-importance. To put it bluntly, I fancied myself as some kind of God or an economic reformer like Keynes. Each with his general theory, or even better, a scientist like Einstein, reflexivity sounds like relativity. If truth be known, I carried some rather potent messianic fantasies with me from childhood, which I felt I had to control. Otherwise, I might end up in the loony bin. But when I made my way into the world, I wanted to indulge myself in my fantasies to the extent I could afford.
What sort of a financial deal should Obama be seeking to strike when he travels to China next month?
No, I think this would be the time, because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order.
Is there going to be sort of a tipping point, a moment at which the dollar is fatally weakened, or does it just sort of carry on?
An orderly decline of the dollar is actually desirable. A decline in the value of the dollar is necessary in order to compensate for the fact that the U.S. economy will remain rather weak, will be a drag on the global economy. China will emerge as the motor replacing the U.S. consumer. And, of course, it's a smaller motor because the Chinese economy is much smaller. So the world economy will have less of a motor. So it will move forward slower than it has in the last 25 years. But China will be the engine driving it forward, and the U.S. will be actually a drag that's being pulled along through a gradual decline in the value of the dollar. So there would be a slow decline in the value of the dollar.
And this man, who was in support of Obama, has also been in support of Hillary Clinton. He has donated millions to back her in this whole quest to try to get his people into power. And as you can see here, he has dropped another $15 million just to try to stop Trump and to mobilize Latinos. Now, that's two avenues right there that he's working down. Another, and this goes on and on when it comes to Soros. Another is this MoveOn.org, which he supports and funds. This is tied to socialist people that are in this, and I'll show you that here in a second. This MoveOn.org took credit for the chaos that happened in Chicago. They show by their comments that everyone that came out, they thank them for coming out and doing what they did to try to stop Donald Trump. And it was all put into motion by this MoveOn.org that Soros backs. George Soros has a big interest in Clinton. When the man spent $25 million, and this is just what we know of, who knows what else has gone down behind the scenes? What is very clear here is that he has given $25 million to Hillary Clinton. And this is a man that's worth almost $25 billion. $24.9 billion.
You were looking at George Soros. In my opinion, one of the most evil and wicked men on this planet. He is a big-time insider, an elitist, globalist. He's part of the 1% for sure. He is well-connected, and he has had his hands involved in many different revolutions, overthrows of governments, coup d'etats, you name it. Now, this guy has been across the headlines here recently, and I just want to take a quick look to see what he's up to. Well, in Russia, they passed a law back in June that requires the Prosecutor General's Office and the Foreign Ministry to draw up an official list of undesirable foreign organizations and outlaw their activities. And many of George Soros's NGOs, non-governmental organizations, his groups, were found on this list. His foundations were on this list, topping the list, actually. This Russian law states that any Russian citizen found to be participating with any of these foundations or groups linked directly to Soros would be illegal, and you would be punished by, you know, heavy fines and up to imprisonment. This comes as no surprise to me, as Soros was one of the main key players in the coup that took place in Ukraine right on Russia's doorstep, replacing that democratically elected government with their own puppet regime. George Soros is also one of the main investors in Obama's new clean energy research plan. Obama is currently in Paris, France at COP21, the UN climate change summit right now. So if you look at the players involved with what's going on with this UN climate summit, part of their 2030 agenda, you have the likes of George Soros, Bill Gates, and many others who have a long history of not having the people's best interests in mind. These are eugenicists and evil men. They want to depopulate the planet. Essentially, this climate summit, they look to gain wealth and power and authority by taking something that naturally occurs in our environment and transforming it and promoting it as a crisis that will affect everyone on the planet. And they'll sell the population a solution in exchange for higher taxes and increased authority over every aspect of our lives. Another big move George Soros has made recently is selling tens of millions of dollars of stocks in the big banks such as J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. And he sold those stocks for less than what they were worth. So he took a big hit on selling these stocks, and he bought gold. Now, people often look to these insiders as sort of the canary in the coal mine. When they start dumping and selling stocks and betting against the banks, people see this as a warning sign. Like, he knows something that's coming down the pike. This guy didn't get to be one of the most rich and powerful men in the world by accident. He is a big-time insider. So it's leaving a lot of people speculating that something big is coming down the line. Now, this man has single-handedly not overthrown governments, but also currencies by doing moves just like this.
Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
History has shown your genetic disease, you're parasitical prone, you could never be pleased. Everywhere you've gone, you've been treated for fleas. It's time to de-louse the house, we don't need none of these. Arming themselves to the teeth while taking Americans' guns, and all the time they're having so much fun. Just take a look what they've done. Just take a look, just take a look what they've done.
They took the gold from Gaddafi and the petrol from Hussein, playing God with Assad's democratic regime. All over your Talmud vision, ISIS is seen, but that big plasma screen is a crisis machine. High definition for the Goyim, Holy Hola hoax, Ilya Ehrenberg's dream. There's too many facets for you to understand the plan, from plundering opium and lithium in Afghanistan to justifying a fraudulent crisis to attack Iran and finalize the greater Israel by taking Pakistan. Just look at the blue borders on their vile flag. The designer of that thing is a foul fag, acting like it represents Talita, this and that. But I have seen the 1947 Rabbi Fishman map. The greed, Lord have mercy, you want Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and even a little piece of Turkey. Tell me, when will your avarice cease? Time immemorial, you acted like nefarious beasts. I can't follow your holla hoax dollar score, especially when the Holodomor killed a lot more. I highly recommend it, that rhetoric, you should end it. Your anti-Gentile pension has me very offended. And with a straight face, you embrace how it's right. You're overplaying your sympathy card again, Talmudite. The people you call Goyim are starting to awaken, and if you haven't noticed, they focused on taking back their nation. Historically parasitic of the degeneration, that is why you've been kicked out of 109 locations. The people you call Goyim are starting to awaken, and if you haven't noticed, they focused on taking back their nation. Historically parasitic of the degeneration, that is why you've been kicked out of 109 locations.
All I'm saying,
chosen overnight lament.
God is not your real estate agent.
Philistine ain't for rent.
All I'm really saying,
chosen ice lament.
God is not your little real estate agent.
The Levant is not for rent. I can visualize the laughter when they pass the bill like NAFTA and tell you there's a crisis named ISIS they've been after. They're setting off bombs, they're chopping off heads. Whatever boogeyman, they can't get under your bed. And if you refuse to turn your state into a comprador, you can bet your petrol we're about to have a proper war. You're not allowed to have a sandstone aquifer for independence. What the f*** you think they killed Gaddafi for? They don't like one world enemies. This is the same pack that whacked Jack Kennedy. This is the same clique that kidnapped the Lindbergh baby and murdered it ritualistically. The system is comprised for a liar's disguise. The lower you're willing to go, now the higher you rise. The less empathy you possess, the more capital you'll ultimately be able to invest in a fraudulent enterprise. The Talmudic lies are meticulously stacked. If you're able to deconstruct, it's ridiculously whack. The Talmudic eyes are specifically rat. You heard vampire killers? This ain't different from that.
All I'm saying,
Chosenites better lament.
God is not your real estate agent,
or they're gonna be forced to repent.
My friend, my friend, all I'm saying,
Chosenites better repent.
Your actions have been kind of flagrant.
I don't think you quite understand it. All your sympathy cards have been spent.
All I'm saying,
I wanna give you a firm handshake. Break your knuckles, knock you the f*** out. Wake you the f*** back up and make your Rachel Corrie pancakes.
All I'm saying,
the things I see you celebrating are utterly disgusting. From your eating of Harmon's ears to promoting all these queers to your baby penis sucking, this is fascinating.
All I'm saying,
you must be Meshuggah.
God is not a real estate agent.
Come on, it's not hard to understand, my man.
All I'm saying,
you're a Trombonic.
God is not a real estate.
Now this man has single-handedly not overthrown governments, but also currencies by doing moves just like this.
It's been revealed by the Cyber Berkut hacker group that Soros sent a lot of emails to the Ukrainian leadership after the Maidan revolution happened, urging them to do certain steps. First of all, in one of the letters, he said that Ukraine should be provided with lethal military assistance from the United States in order to achieve its goals, something, of course, being very heavily discussed in the United States over the past several months, and whether the President of the United States would actually take such a risky step. He also said that Ukrainian personnel should be trained outside of Ukraine on NATO bases in Romania so that there would be no suspicion of NATO boots on the Ukrainian soil. In a separate letter to the Ukrainian leadership, Mr. Soros also instructed them as to what steps they should do in the economy. One of those said, and I quote, restore some semblance of currency stability and a functioning banking system, end of quote. That is despite Soros himself admitting the dire state of the Ukrainian banking system and economy in general. Those may sound like just recommendations if they were not coming from a man who openly admitted to backing several revolutions and changes of regimes in countries where his interest lay over the years.
The most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm a human polygraph. I can see your sheepish laugh. You really want to feel the burn. Will you people ever learn? Are you in love with Killery? Your motherfucker's killing me. As far as I'm concerned, you're a misinformed. If you don't cast a vote for Donald Trump, it's an endless battle for supremacy. You never know from day to day who just may be your enemy. You better learn how to navigate the bedlam, or chances are you just may have a date with Red Rum. You couldn't be that Pollyannish to think even a head of state couldn't simply vanish into the thick mist, grown with the quickness, just like they gave the Goyim fiat money for Christmas. You in deep doo-doo, it's a prudent bet when communists are making promises to pay your student debt. All your leaders are beholden to a mutant set. I can't believe the Goyim haven't figured out it's Jewish yet. Shape-shiftings, they're innate gifting, making races hate to cause great divisions. Posing as the builders, but they hate lifting. They can play the evil Muslim or the great Christian. Demons and reptiles run your little two-party orgy, Goyim.
The greatest theft in the history of the world.
He's getting too tribal with Gentiles, and they're out to destroy him.
Some of them will move a company out of the United States if they can save $2.
The demons will disarm you and invade your life. The
Payday Monsanto on Resurrect the Republic. God, I love Will. Friend of mine, I tell you, I came to his music through the 14th Amendment. Call me when you're free, 14th Amendment citizen song. I don't listen to hip hop, folks, and I know that many of you don't either. One of the reasons I share it with you is so that you'll share it with your young folks, because I tell you, if they're going to listen to this stuff, you might as well get jammed in their head some truth. That is why I share Payday Monsanto and Will Sweeney and his music. Well, tonight, of course, I'm covering communism, Soros and what he's doing, and cultural Marxism. And that is what is infecting the minds of youth all over this country. And I want to share with our new listeners tonight a primer to cultural Marxism.
What exactly is cultural Marxism, the dominant culture of today? How did the founders of communism figure out a way to take over our country, not with guns and weapons, but with values and ideas? Let's take a closer look at this and see exactly how it happened. There was a man named Karl Marx. Marx got an idea. His idea was that the workers of the world should unite and rise up to counter an evil foe. That foe being capitalism. Capitalism, the idea that people and private companies should be able to own the means of production and be free to earn and have as much as they wished, was anathema to Marx. Marx felt the state should own the means of production, as well as products produced, and then the state should distribute a fair share of all such products to each and every worker. Thus, in his book, The Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx thundered, "Workers of the world, unite!" Sure that he had a principle to unify all workers in every country, Marx looked forward to eventually taking over the world.
Karl Marx believed that you would have a rebellion by the workers against the capitalist system, which would then create a Marxist communist society where you would have dictatorship of the proletariat.
Unfortunately, when World War I broke out, the workers of the world did not unite. In fact, the workers united with their respective countries and fought each other.
What happened was the Marxists had an enormous disillusionment when the French and the Germans and the British workers all rose up for the fatherland and went to war happily fighting one another.
Marx's idea was a total failure. Workers were more loyal to their respective countries, churches, and cultural values than they were to their counterparts in other countries.
They did not want to give up their houses, their cars, their stoves, their products. They did not want to have a classless society. They did not vote, and they didn't even have an overthrow.
Some years after Marx failed, several of his disciples got a new idea on how to take over the world. One of his disciples, Antonio Gramsci, while where else but in prison, wrote up a series of plans, now known as the Prison Notebooks. In this plan, Gramsci announced, "The workers of the world will unite only after the Long March is over." The Long March?
In other words, they had to get into the culture and change the way of people's thinking. And if people were thinking about patriotism and nation and God and country, that was a mechanism which was too resistant to Marxism. It could never take hold. So you had to erode and destroy that in the individuals. That began what's called the Long March through the institutions, through the seminaries, through the churches, through the media, through Hollywood, and all the rest of it, to create an anti-Christian culture which would destroy the Christian beliefs and convictions in the vast majority of the people, so they would embrace the ideas of Marxism, and they would embrace the ideas that they had rejected, and they would be open to a takeover, basically, by Marxists. Now, not political Marxists, but cultural Marxists.
Rather than workers uniting and marching into battle, thus seizing power through force, they would make a long march through the institutions. Institutions like the arts, cinema, theater, literature, schools, college, seminaries, newspapers, magazines, and what is now known as radio, TV, and the mass media. Once this march is over, all the barriers to the acceptance of Marxism will have been quietly and systematically removed.
So to get to that point, they said we have to destroy the culture. And what they were talking about was the Christian culture, what we used to call Christendom or Western civilization.
If you can break people away from religious affinities, for example, where they would turn to their community, their religious community, for support and help, or they would turn to Scripture for answers to certain perplexing questions. If they have an affinity to their religion, they might say, well, we're not going to go along with government because it's contrary to my religion. So cultural Marxism would attack religion of all kinds. It doesn't make any difference, because there was another place where people could go other than to the government for support and for answers.
We the people will have thus been indoctrinated or brainwashed into seeing the wisdom of Marxism and the folly of capitalism. Thus, the door to socialism and communism will be open, and the door to a constitutional republic closed. Because the success of cultural Marxism means the demise of the U.S. Constitution.
Constitution is a set of principles. It's based ultimately on a moral code, because you go back to the Declaration of Independence. What was the basis for the Declaration of Independence? The law of nature and of nature's God, right? The ultimate moral code. But if you don't follow those principles, if you try, as the expression goes, shave a point off here and there to make a buck or to be reelected, or if you're a special interest group to get some kind of a government subsidy, then the consequences are going to be in the long run deleterious to society as a whole. And there's the difficulty. There are too many people that are thinking in the short term and not applying these principles, which are designed to give us a long term stability to this system.
Let's back up a moment. How did cultural Marxism get into the United States? Some brief history. In 1923, members of the Marxist Communist Party set up an institute at Frankfurt University in Germany. This institute was named the Institute for Social Research. Later, it would become known as simply the Frankfurt School. These new Marxists, under the direction of Max Horkheimer, had seen the old Lenin Marxists fail. The workers of the world did not unite in World War I. Further, they realized why. Antonio Gramsci, the disciple who wrote the prison notebooks, had it right. Marxism could only flourish after a long march through the cultural institutions. Now, the mantra would be, change Western culture, and then the workers will unite.
After Marx, there were a group of Marxists who wisely decided that you could bring this collectivist society to a nation through culture as well, by introducing certain values and concepts that would break down the family, for example. If you could somehow break down the family unit so that it was no longer self-sustaining and no longer valued in a society, then that would leave individual members who formerly could turn to the family for support in times of need. They would now be cut loose. They would be without a place to go in times of need. So now they have to turn to the government.
But just as the march through the institutions was about to begin, an anti-Marxist, anti-Semitic Adolf Hitler ascended to power, and World War II began. Since the leading lights of the Frankfurt School were Marxist, the school packed up its ideology and fled to America, settling down in New York City with the support of Columbia University. But what exactly is the march? And who was marching? What values has the long march through the institutions rolled over? Let's hear it from some of the Frankfurt School graduates themselves, like George Lukacs, Antonio Gramsci, Charles Reich, Herbert Marcuse, Theodore Adorno, Erich Fromm, Wilhelm Reich, and Max Horkheimer.
Marx got it all wrong. The workers are not up to being the vanguard of the communist revolution. Let's translate Marxism into cultural terms.
And Herbert Marcuse.
The West is guilty of genocidal crimes against every civilization and culture it has encountered. America and Western civilization are the world's greatest repositories of racism, sexism, nativism, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, fascism, and Nazism. American society is oppressive, evil, and undeserving of loyalty.
Have you ever heard of cultural Marxism? If so, what is it?
I'm not familiar completely with Marxism.
I have not heard of cultural Marxism.
Cultural Marxism. No, I don't even think I know what it is. That kind of talk is gibberish to me.
Okay.
It's used in some terms, I think, as a sort of the thing that is almost politically correct from a Marxist standpoint. In other words, from a socialist or communist standpoint.
George Lukacs.
I see the revolutionary destruction of society as the one and only solution. A worldwide overturning of values cannot take place without the annihilation of the old values, the creation of the new ones by the revolutionary.
Lukacs' gift to America later became known as cultural terrorism. Gifts such as radical sex education in public schools, covering such subjects as free love, outdatedness of monogamy, irrelevance of religion, and the archaic nature of the middle-class family. Women were called upon to rebel against the sexual mores of the day, such being the core values of Christianity and Western culture. His ideas later became the basis for the sexual revolution, embraced by a generation of drug-challenged baby boomers.
When you hear people say, as I did on the campaigns, Pat, what happened to the country we grew up in? Physically, it's the same country, but they're right. We're in another country now. And this is why I think the cultural Marxists have prevailed and are prevailing. They have captured the young. What was the saying in the Abby Hoffman? We're going to capture your children. In a lot of ways, they did.
Although Gromsky died in 1937, his prison notebooks lived on as the blueprints to de-Christianize the West.
The civilized world has been thoroughly saturated with Christianity for 2,000 years. Any country grounded in Judeo-Christian values cannot, therefore, be overthrown until those roots are cut. But to cut the roots, to change culture, a long march through the institutions is necessary. Only then will power fall into our laps like ripened fruit.
And the new generation of freedom-loving, authority-challenged baby boomers were quite willing to accept the bait and take a toke.
Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Yes, our prison planner, Antonio Gramsci, had quite a dream. The only way a Marxist revolution could be successful was if the heat shield of capitalism, Christianity, were first destroyed. Charles Reich.
There is a revolution coming. It will not be like revolutions of the past. It will originate with the individual, with culture, and it will change the political structure only as its final act.
Reich thus helped shape the minds of the American 60s youth with his runaway best-selling book, The Greening of America. Gramsci and Marx were now reaching their target audience, and the long march was in progress.
In the 1960s, the church pulled back from the culture. You had the first sex and Satanism film. You had the first X-rated film where the pastor takes the boy up to his room in Broadway to get on his knees but not to pray. You had all of the perversion. You went from 100% broad audience films that anybody could see to 82% R-rated movies, which were restricted. You had a tremendous loss of viewership at the movie theaters. Even though television had been around for 20 years, you went from 44 million weekly attendance to 17 million weekly attendance. And so basically what happened, the church gave up in the mid-60s. It gave up on prayer in schools. It gave up on being a force in society. And Johnson shackled the church when he said that when he used the 501c3 to say the churches couldn't talk about politics, and the church just buckled under. When prayer was taken out of school, the church buckled under. When the church collapsed from Hollywood, they buckled under. So it was the church's internal collapse, and that has happened before in history. And unless people get revival, reformation, renewal, we will never reclaim the culture.
So cultural Marxism would be that type of activity in any society that breaks down the culture in such a way so that people instinctively turn to government as an alternative for the support that they otherwise would have. This is done through art, it's through music, it's through literature, it's through motion pictures and that kind of thing. The implanting of certain ideas and concepts which make them very ripe for the philosophy of collectivism and makes them very ripe for turning to government as the big daddy, the big solver of all problems.
Mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Because your priest will tell you that life begins at conception, but a priest will also tell you it's okay to when you're only 12 with all the horrible, horrible that your priest is pumping into your kid's head. His should be the least of your worries. A little bit of mouthwash and a few years of therapy will get rid of that. That will torture you for a lifetime.
Just look at all of the degenerate entertainment they peddle into children who don't have the wherewithal to know what's better than nonsense. They're preying on the innocents with lunacy, drip drop, pish posh, poppycock buffoonery. The urgency is illustrated oh so beautifully. I'm sorry that it had to get to this level for you to see. You've been getting raped in your ass. Your advisors are akin to a snake in the grass, but you keep on listening. guys are sickening, that's why I'm sticking them. And if I saw them all on fire, I swear I wouldn't piss on them. If anything, I'd put them on the grill and sizzle them, and plate them up and serve them like a three-star Michelin. Your Congress critters kosher. Billions of dollars is coming out your pockets. Mega shekels. Make them do what they're supposed to. They're f***ing up Gaza, you're paying for their rockets. Mega shekels. What you wouldn't do to get them? You can't get enough of that. Oh no. Mega shekels. Don't you know how to play the victim? I'll be the judge of that. Call me the gavel breaker, the black roll burner and hassle maker. Take you to the desert, tie you to cactus and rattlesnake you. The actuator to facilitate the matter greater. Hit you with the agitator, serve you with the mashed potato. Equalizer, the whole of hoax complete survivor. The stranger in your chambers is waiting to penalize you. The adjudicator, jury and execution major. You better straighten your story, there's retribution later. The vendetta broker, the philanthropic retina poker. When I was just four, I covered my war with Hannibal Lecter poster. The freedom fighter, my legion is season, we cover the region wider. I'm squeezing you twice, releasing the vice and making it even tighter. The plug ripper, right out of the socket, let the blood hit you. Sending a rocket from Gaza that's stopping the gossip like I love Hitler. You trying to profit off somebody's conflict like a bug bitch. Leeches, I bet you're speechless when the slugs hit you. Nothing you can do to stop me, might as well call a British Bobby. I don't give a flying f*** if you call a Yiddish lobby. Do whatever you gotta do to get off. I sharpen a spoon and hack your f***ing head off. Mega shekels. Keep your Congress critters kosher. Billions of dollars is coming out your pockets. Mega shekels. Make them do what they're supposed to. They f***ing up Gaza, you're paying for their rockets. Mega shekels. What you wouldn't do to get them? You can't get enough of that. Oh no. Mega shekels. Don't you know how to play the victim? I'll be the judge of that.
Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.